This is Dr. Ross, the Believer's Doctor, and you are listening to the Believer's Medicine Podcast, where we use the Word of God to improve our health and discuss contemporary topics in medicine, as well as ways to prevent common diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and various cancers. Remember, medicine is a rapidly changing field. Therefore, the information contained within this show may have changed by the time you are listening to this podcast. Also, this podcast should be used for educational purposes only and not to diagnose or treat a particular symptom or illness. If you have questions regarding a disease or symptom, please consult your doctor. Let's get started. Today, I would like us to talk about prolonged grief disorder, also known as complicated grief. Now, life has highs and lows. Some of the lowest points in our life involves the loss of something or someone that is close to our hearts. Grief is a common reaction to a life circumstance. There are times when grief can be prolonged and debilitating. This is called prolonged grief disorder. Whereas acute grief is normal and should improve within months, prolonged grief is a psychological condition and can last years. Let's find out more about the causes, symptoms, and treatment of prolonged grief disorder. More importantly, we will discover what the Bible says about our recovery from grief. Prolonged grief disorder, also known as complicated grief, involves intense, persistent, and pervasive feelings of emotional pain that last at least 6 months or a year after a loss. Complicated grief can last years or decades. When complicated grief occurs, it tends to be caused by the loss of a loved one. On the other hand, complicated grief can also occur in the setting of other meaningful losses, such as a divorce, loss of a job, or a pet. Survivors of natural disasters also experience prolonged grief or complicated grief. Those who have lost a child or a loved one to accidents, homicides, or wars tend to have the highest rates of prolonged grief disorder. Those with prolonged grief disorder are at risk for developing major depressive disorder. Similar to normal grief, the symptoms of prolonged grief disorder include feelings related to separation and traumatic distress, as well as an inability to explore the world. With separation distress, there is an intense yearning and preoccupation for a loved one who has passed away. This is intermixed with feelings of sorrow, guilt, and frustration. With traumatic distress, disbelief predominates. There are feelings of being stunned and dazed. Finally, with an inability to explore the world, some have a difficult time imagining life without a loved one or a relationship. There is a loss of interest in going out as well. There is a feeling of being disconnected from others. Now, prolonged grief should be treated with counseling. Motivational interviewing and positive psychology are some techniques one can use during therapy. The goal of therapy is for an acceptance of the reality of a death with a focus on restoration. Restoration involves regaining a sense of purpose while thriving in a world without those we love or a relationship we valued. With restoration, at least one close relationship should be formed and a feeling of belonging should be established. How long is too long to grieve? It depends. By 6 months, we should be well on our way to recovering from grief. After a year, we should have some sense of belonging, adaptation, and a purposeful life without a loved one or a relationship. Remember, the people of Israel mourned for Moses on the plains of Moab for 30 days until the customary period of mourning was over. See Deuteronomy 34:8. In other words, we should not grieve for years on end. We have to move on. Set a time limit for yourself. There is a time and place to grieve and mourn, but choose to live a purpose-filled life with joy despite your losses. God does not want us to carry the burden of grief and sadness forever. Even this we can give to Him. In exchange, we will find strength, maturity, and wisdom in a loss that we can share with the world. So live. Choose to form new relationships and believe the best for your life ahead. Thank you for listening to our podcast on prolonged grief disorder. How long is too long to grieve? Remember, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. You can find out more about us at thebelieversdoctor.com. I'll see you soon.